Hello, America. This is Terry Cheek. You are listening to Crisis and Concern for November 29, 2014. We are just ending Thanksgiving, and I hope you and your family have had a very blessed Thanksgiving. I hope you took time to give thanks to God and to really sit back and be thankful and grateful for all of the blessings that God has given to us. This week has been another week that has been full of turmoil and excitement. Not all of it good, I'm afraid. Ferguson, Missouri has still been in turmoil over the grand jury failing to indict the officer. And my thoughts and prayers go out to everyone in Ferguson. I hope yours do as well. I know we all have our opinions on what we feel, but let's remember, we do not see the information the grand jury saw. We don't hear the testimony. There have been a lot of documents that have been released, and there's a lot of, shall we say, armchair attorney work going on, and social media sites like Facebook are really overwhelmed with it. Really, it is so overwhelming that it's really discouraging to even go there and look and to read some of the ugly, ugly comments. And some of them from people who claim to be Christian, and they take such a stand and such a position that there is really no sign of godliness in anything that they say or the way they say it. I'm not defending one party over the other. I didn't see the information. I didn't see the evidence. I wasn't on the grand jury. So I trust them. I trust our Constitution. And I trust the authorities that are overseeing it. Again, my prayers go out to all of those in Ferguson and in the St. Louis area. And I do just have this to say. The looting, the burning, the rioting, that will accomplish nothing. That will do nothing more than make a bad situation worse. So I would discourage that. And I do have sympathy for the loss of the young man. And his family, I'm sure, are hurting. And I'm sure they're hurt deeply. And I'm sure they're angry. But listening to the race baiters, listening to those who are out there for political gain or financial gain is not going to help you heal. It is not going to help you grieve. It is not going to help you grow. So turn to the Lord. Turn to the Lord and let His grace and let His peace guide and comfort you. Well, I notice across America, there have been more turmoil with same-sex marriage and with the behavior of churches, evangelical Christians, and many other things. I saw just recently on the news where there are now evangelicals with gay children that are apparently challenging the church. And while I understand their family relationships, and I understand their love for their children, challenging the church, especially a church that is doing things in a biblical fashion, is not going to solve anything. If you have a child, son or a daughter, that is in a same-sex relationship, and the church comes out in opposition to all same-sex relationships, as biblically they should, then your opposition to it is understood to the point of saying, it affects my family, and as a pastor myself, I would be willing to sit down with families and help them through this hurtful time, this challenging time in their lives, But as a pastor also, there is no way that I would go against the Word of God in anything at all. But out of love and compassion and grace and mercy, I do believe God has the ability to heal and has the ability to bring people and families through these type of difficulties and through these situations. I am reading a news post right now that speaks of a husband and wife. When their 12-year-old son came out as being gay, they told him they loved him, but he had to change. He entered reparative therapy, met regularly with his pastor, and followed a prescribed Bible study with his church youth group and others that were around him. However, apparently after 6 years, nothing had changed in this young man's life. This young man isolated himself from his parents and his faith. He started taking drugs in 2009. He died of an overdose. The parents now are stepping out and they're saying that they were wrongly taught. It was a mistake that the church had made in leading them down the road that they led them. I could only just imagine the heartache that this family went through over this loss. However, when I read that article, one thing was missing out of all of that. Everything that was done with that young man was good. There was nothing out of context. There was nothing wrong with anything that was done. However, at no point did they say in anything that I read that the young man had made sure of his salvation in Jesus Christ. Homosexuality, in any form, is sexual sin. Just like adultery, just like fornication, just like so many of the other sexual sins, homosexuality is right there with it. And it must be repented of. It must be recognized as sin, and it must be repented of. And that is one thing that we as evangelical Christians must get our heart wrapped around again. We are not tasked with giving worldly programs to worldly people. We are tasked through Jesus Christ to bring people to Him so that they can reach out to Him and they can accept Him as Lord and Savior. We are to have a godly testimony and a godly witness that introduces the Great Commission, that introduces Jesus Christ to those that are lost and undone. Was this young man lost? I don't know. And I'm certainly not saying that. But I am saying that he needed to get some things right with the Lord. And I've not read anything that said that was put in front of him, that he was led down that road. He was led through therapy. He was led through group counseling. He was led through youth counseling. He was led into Bible study. And all of that is great. But without Jesus Christ, there is no hope for change. It is only through Jesus Christ that we are born again. It is only through Jesus Christ that we can accept and change, and He can change us into the individual He wants us to be. That is where I think I will leave this week's broadcast. There's so much going on in our world today. Christians, find a quiet time. Pray. 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 Learn evangelism. Learn to love people as Jesus loved people. Learn to lead people to Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. There's sin in all of our lives. You are no different than those that you're pointing a finger at. Understand that. Point out sin in a loving, compassionate manner and lead people and point people to Jesus Christ. This is Dr. Terry Cheek, pastor of Calvary Missionary Baptist Church in Marion, North Carolina. You have been listening to Crisis and Concern for November 29, 2014. May God bless you.